broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bill and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bill and Fee.
Is it Sports Talk? We haven't been on here forever.
Yeah.
Long
time.
Big break.
We haven't been on this whole decade.
Took a big break.
What's happened? Anything happening in sports?
Not too much, really.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Indians are on fire.
Indians are on fire,
and boys and it doesn't matter if you're talking boys or girls.
I like it.
Yep,
that's awesome.
They are on fire. Last time we was here, Fee, we celebrated the wonderful Christmas show. Neil, I sound loud. Am I loud?
Sound good.
Do I sound good?
Yeah.
My voice sounding good today?
Yep.
Smooth.
Smooth.
Am I pretty smooth?
Yep.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of peanut butter.
Peanut butter pie.
Peanut butter pie.
Yeah. The guy's awesome, man.
Those aren't even seconds. Those are firsts.
These are number ones, baby.
What's that mean?
Well, the second ones have broken pie crust and stuff. You buy them half price.
Yeah.
He's been, you know the
top of the line. Oh, yeah. I go to...
Coach don't mess around.
I go to Mrs. Wick's all the time and anytime I can and buy seconds because they're awesome.
Because you're tight. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't eat the crust anyway.
You're unbelievable.
I don't eat the crust anyway. I cut that off and
you have more money than Jesus.
You know why?
Because you get seconds.
Because I buy
seconds.
Well, close at Goodwill.
That's right. So we're going to start the show off just by talking a little bit about the Christmas gala.
Yeah.
We haven't talked since then. And
fantastic and, night. What a night.
What a night, yeah.
What a community.
And, you know, we walked out of here with $50,000 of unbelievable donations to six wonderful families, and we were lucky enough to deliver those checks this weekend, Harold.
And we got
to
do that.
And we got to meet the individuals, you know, the families, and you know, we split them up, and boy, that don't tug at the old heartstrings.
That's pretty special.
Tears down our
pretty special.
Wish everybody could feel, and I think that's what it's about, you know.
Yep.
We play the smallest part.
Sure.
We get the biggest joy.
Oh, we get the biggest joy.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It was really awesome.
It was, and once again, Fort Recovery, thank you, and our surrounding communities, you guys, above and beyond, right, Neil?
They're fantastic. Yes,
it's just unbelievable.
It is.
You know, I told Bert Stogler this afternoon, I said, you know, I was going to be overjoyed with $5,000 that first year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have over 10 times that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're able to, you know, I thought with $5,000, we can help some people.
Yeah.
And we have 10 times that.
I was telling Harold that we dropped the check off to the Knicks family.
Mm-hmm.
And we stood there and talked to him, and he explained about how Michael, and he's couldn't thank us enough, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, I miss my wife. He said, you know, she's with him constantly.
With him,
I've got my daughter here. They just moved him from Children's to Cleveland. He's up there for a month for rehab just to teach him motor skills. And he's got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, me and Fee's coming back, and then I get a text message. It was OMG from I had no idea it was this kind of money, he said. He goes, I just can't stop crying. So when you get that stuff, you know, it's just
pretty good.
It's just awesome. And
really good.
It is. And once again, thank everybody out there for
dropping.
And, you know, you guys named a ton of names that night. And here's a pile of envelopes, probably 30 or 40 envelopes there with more names of people who donated. And
tremendous.
And it's, you know, one of my Facebook posts was for every person in the county, and I was off by a little bit, for every person in the county, man, woman, and child, it's like a buck and a quarter. And for every person in our school district, it's $15 for every
really?
For every man, woman, and child in our school district.
If
that's where all the the only place the money came from, be $15 for every man,
you
woman.
You sit down,
and
figure that out, huh?
Well, it's not that hard. There's 41,000 people in the town in the county, and then about I think the school district was 38, just short of 4,000.
Yeah, new headphones.
Yeah, but this isn't it.
Oh,
Well, we got, yeah, we got new ones.
Good. Right.
And we're not using them.
We're not?
Yeah, we're saving them. Saving for the important people.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to turn our attention to sports talk, Ed, yes. and we are blessed tonight to have our head basketball coach, Coach Jim Melton,
man,
in the studio tonight. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, we haven't talked to you for a while, and you called in a couple weeks ago, and then we talked about the basketball season. Well, as it turns around, you know, we thought we had a chance to be pretty good, and that's kind of coming in fruition. We're playing some pretty good basketball against some pretty good teams, and what are we, 7-2?
Yeah.
Is that one? 6-2, 7-2?
7-2.
Yeah, that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, it's not bad. No. I call them the cardiac kids. We won a lot of close ones.
You're giving us a heart attack.
Yeah.
We got to win a little bigger game.
I like to make it a little easier.
Let me a little easier on the coaches. Sure. That's right.
Yeah, for sure. I tell the kids we're good, but we want to be great. And then I tell them, no, we don't want to be great. We want to be unstoppable. I talk about that every day. So, and they, you know, if any of them's listening, they're probably smiling right now, knowing mm-hmm. that, you know, yeah, coach says that every day or almost every day. So there's no time to settle because we've got a lot of room for improvement. So, it's a big week.
It is a big week with the I think St. John's is ranked 6th or 8th or something like that, and
undefeated.
And they're kind of coming in here. They're gonna come in here with a confidence and you know they want to win this league, and I'm telling you right now, I am a firm believer 2-loss wins this league.
Looks like it.
Probably not by themselves, but there'll probably be a tie like football. There being
right. I still believe we have a shot, but we've got to win out to do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But, you know, I was beating the drums today about being giant killers. You know, they're undefeated. At one point earlier in the season, at one poll, they were number one. Mm-hmm. So they fell a little bit. I don't know why that has happened. Maybe because of who they play, but they're still undefeated. Versailles is what, ranked 3rd in Division 3, so you know they're having a nice season. They're still undefeated.
Yep.
But you know we've got to take it one game at a time. We've got St. John's coming in. Coach Elwer does a nice job up there.
Mm-hmm.
They lead the MAC in scoring defense. They're only giving up 41 points a game. They're only averaging just a freckle over 51.2 or something like that. So you know we know they're going to come in and try to lock us down. So.
Yeah, when you see numbers like that, and we're kind of the same way, teams that score about 50-some and give up about 40, whatever it is, you know, you're going to have it's going to be a
barn burner.
It is going to be a barn burner.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And every Friday night's like that. And when you can get the kids to understand that grind, that Friday night grind, and I honestly think that some of our Saturday night games where we get that grind wears on these kids a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think if we play Lincoln View 10 times, we win 10 games, and last Saturday was the closest game it would have been.
Yeah,
right. And I think part of that is because, you know, if you look at that first quarter, look at the first quarter of Anzonia, look at the first quarter of, we just come out there and we just,
gangbusters.
I mean, we absolutely. And then I think, you know, you wear down a little bit. You don't, you know. And
of course, you get that hard game on Friday night. I mean, it's a battle.
Yeah.
I mean, the Minster game Friday night, I thought, you know, neither team could shake either team. You know, it was just a battle, you know. And there's a lot of pressure on you. I mean, that's going down. And you had a shot, you know, at the end there. I mean, we could have won the thing. And that's pressure. That's pressure on them kids. And I thought they handled it pretty well, you know, and come back strong on Saturday night and beat a good team.
I think the biggest thing that I'm trying to get the boys to understand is time, clock, situation, value, and possessions. I always talk about that. We have a gold ball rule. But, you know, multiple times, like Bubba just said, you know, we've gotten up big. We got up big on St. Mary's. We were up 31 to, was it 18 or 19? And it's just part of the maturation process once the boys understand how to play with a lead.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had Minster down 7 twice,
18-11.
Then they hit a bucket. Then we come back, hit a bucket. It was 20-13. We've got to learn how to value those possessions and extend those leads. And once we're able to do that, and part of that's, you know, part of our defensive, you know, understanding our assignments on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting there. We're starting to see glimpses of it. Once they, you know, I'm trying to break a lot of old habits
sure.
there.
Yeah.
Once we get those broke and they understand that, you know, how to get stops, stop, score, multiple stops. I have an assistant coach tracking stops in a row versus what they're doing. We're looking at different ways. You know, you notice that I'm changing defenses a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep their coaches off balance. But once our boys understand how to play with these leads and extend them, and you know, one possession at a time, and you know, it'll take the air out of some of our opponents. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you know the teams will just give up once you get them down. Like
I think that. I think to me, Coach, another thing is you have a great depth this year.
Yeah.
I mean. Saturday night, you know, we had three or four kids that hadn't played in a while. They were the main man, you know, that, and they played great. You know, they came up and did it. Man, that's got to help you a little bit every once in a while. You know, you get guys that are wearing out. You can tell. I mean, big Benny gets up and down the court a lot. He's going to get tired, you know, and boy, Gavin just came in and stepped right in there and really did a great job finishing.
We were looking for that combination. You know, I'd actually talked to the staff about some different combination of guys that might be able to, you know, play a little bit more together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Benny, we've asked him to, was it at Jefferson up there? I don't think he came out of the game.
No, he did. Yeah, killed the big boy.
I like Patchy. Yeah. It's funny because somebody said that. We're sitting there Saturday night and Brian's Patch texts me and Aaron says, Big Boy needs a breather.
No, Coach,
Daniel didn't come out the first half.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, Brian's doing everything we ask of him and then some. They all are.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to them about, you know, their roles. Every one of those guys, 1 through 12, and even the JV guys, you know, not the public don't get to see it, but in a practice setting, you know, your Riley Heisers and, you know, your Daniel Patches and these guys that are, they're running our scout team. So mm-hmm. they've been running St. John's stuff all week.
Yeah.
Kobe Wendell's,
yeah.
You know, Caleb Evers. I hate to leave anyone out, but you guys know.
Sure.
These guys are just as instrumental as the guys that are on the floor, mm-hmm. you know, on Friday night.
Yeah.
And so not everyone gets to see that. And I talk to the boys about that a lot, about, you know, Kobe Wendell. He's been simulating the other team's point guard a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing a great job. And, you know, and Owen Judy's been simulating the other team's shooter.
Yeah.
So and he's just lights out against us.
He is good.
My goodness, do this.
Man, he was lights out Saturday night.
Regan Martin can tell you. Regan's in his face, the hand in his face, and he's still dropping them. Yeah, he's still dropping them. It's like, jeez. But you know, it's my point is they're all chipping in.
Yeah.
It's all of us.
Good
together,
team ever.
You know. Ian Homan, a great example. St. Mary's, Ian comes in, hits some big threes. If you recollect, Kobe Wendell comes in at the end of the game, hadn't played JV, yep. and come in and locked down. Dylan Evers takes a charge. So it's all of us. It's collective. Yep. It takes all of us.
Yep. So as you look at this, Coach, and we're going to take a break after this, but when you look at this team and when you see it's sometimes to me, and this is just me being an idiot, but sometimes I don't think these kids understand how damn good they could be. And I think the reason is because, you know, last year we were 500, and, you know, this junior class have won. They won a junior high.
Yeah.
You know, but I think they got knocked down a little bit, and I don't think they understand how damn good this team could be. If you look at this team, and you look at, I mean, we've talked before, when you sit here and you say, we want to be elite, you're not just blowing smoke. This team, if
they
you look at
elite.
This team,
I agree.
If as soon as they believe that, you know what, we might be the best damn team in this league.
Yeah.
We might be the best, you know. And I think it's just part of this process. They got a new coach. They got a new staff.
Yep.
It's
new
all
system.
New
system, figuring it all out.
Yeah, I know. I just think that.
They know it. I've talked to them about how great they can be, you know, and the sky's the limit. We have all the pieces, you know.
Yep.
There's coaches that would die to have the pieces that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, once they get it figured out, we'll get there, hopefully. That's our job as a staff, to get them there by March for that deep run.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Get that second.
Hey, let's take a break, pay some bills. sponsor of Fort Recovery. What's our sponsor? Who is it? Wayne Street Market. It's been so long.
I forgot, didn't you?
But they brought the cheese tray.
They did.
It was the last decade, the last time we said that.
God love Wayne Street Market. Yeah. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
This is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breast for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixins as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays in an MAC match. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live. On Friday, the boys will host the Blue Jays, and Fort Recovery Radio will again bring you the varsity game live. On Saturday, the girls will head north again for another tough non-league matchup, this time at Ottawa Glandorf, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting the varsity game live. On Saturday night, the boys will host Wapakoneta, and Fort Recovery Radio again will broadcast the varsity game. Two girls games and two boys games this weekend. Get out to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with Delphus St. John's and Saturday's home boys basketball game with Wapakoneta will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., then from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. until 3 p.m. Pre-sale ticket prices are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7 for both adults and students.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Coach Jim Mountain, Coach Harold Feely. Baseball coach Harold Feely.
Baseball coach.
Yeah.
That'll be here for
it's
you
coming.
Now, too.
Man. It's coming. So we'll get our state championship done, and we'll go to the state championship baseball.
Let's do it. I'm in.
I like it.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the Minster game, a game that you're looking at two powers there. You're looking at Minster has, they just win. They just know how to win.
Yeah.
And they have a nice player, and the Knicks kid, Salazar kid, can just flat out light it up.
Wow.
So we go over there. We have numerous chances to win that game. Knicks absolutely makes some incredible shots.
Yeah.
You know, we got Benny on him. He buries two threes. I am not scared to play Minster anytime down that term run.
Yeah,
I am not scared to play anybody we've played so far.
I mean, I'm just saying. Right.
But when you look at the end of that game, Coach, and you know, I know it. Talking to you and some of the things that we should have did different or do we have a closer? Do you look at that situation as far as we got to get a bucket here? Is it based on matchups or is it based on who is our guy? Do we have a guy, a go-to?
Combination of both. You look at the matchups and, you know, we have some closers, but we also look and identify, you know, the strength at the time, what's going on, who their personnel versus our personnel matchups. And, you know, hey, we have closers every day in practice. You know, the guys, we work on time situation clock all the time. You know, where I'm putting them in situations where they're down three with, you know, 24 seconds to go, double bonus or single bonus. We're working on those things all the time. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, yeah, we do have closers, but which closer is it? Is, you know, the closer at Delphus Jefferson obviously was Vernon Benn because they didn't have an answer for him.
Yeah.
You know, the closer against Parkway was Grant Kanapke. You know, he drills mm-hmm. the three. I mean,
yep.
you know, so it just, we like that matchup, by the yeah. way, but that we had. But, you know, yeah, to answer that question, yeah, we do have closers.
Yeah, I think.
And it, the tough thing for our opponents when they look at us, they don't have a guy that's averaging 28 points a game or 22 points a game that they can just hone in on. You know, we're pretty balanced. We're yeah. about as balanced team as I've ever been around.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Benz leads us at 11.7 or something like that a game, and then the next guy's 9.9, another guy's 9.6, another guy's 8.9.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty balanced. There's,
like you said, a closer, you got about six of them.
I would trust.
And one of the things, you know, that I see is that whoever it might be that scored, that's averaging 2 points, can
step
that,
up.
If that matchup, if he's hot and he's got a good matchup and he's going, he can score 15 points, 20 points mm-hmm. without batting an eye. And they never saw it coming.
Right.
We have at least six of those guys.
You also get down at the end of the game, and there's not too many times that somebody takes a shot and I go, oh, no, nah, no. You know, most of the time when they shoot it, I feel pretty confident. That's a good shot.
Right.
And I mean, I think your offense works where you get good open looks, you know, so.
We work on being efficient. We have multiple drills that we do that we go up against the scout team that where they have to be efficient. You know, I put them in situations where they have to try to execute, you know, what we're trying to do. I know not everyone got to see it, but against Lincoln View, we were scoring in transition more than what we had been. So we have a fast break shell that we work on weekly, and they were executing. Ryan Post did a phenomenal job in our shell.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the only one. Derek, he scored, I believe, both his baskets right out of the shell. It wasn't even in a half court setting.
Mm-hmm.
So we were finally getting some easy scores. I talk about getting easy scores all the time.
Okay, let's talk about Derek Jeudy, okay? Derek Jeudy has an incredible, his talent. He has a chance to be just a tremendous player.
Really good.
And I'm going through some questions I'm getting on my text message. When he dribbles to the left side, goes on the baseline, fires that pass across court, is that a play?
Yes, it is.
It is a play.
We have, the guys can tell you in their playbooks, we have roughly a half dozen plays. And it probably looks the same to the spectators, but there's different. It's called a hammer action. I got it from Coach Popovich at San Antonio Spurs. So it's just a weak side flare is all it is. But Derek's left-handed. He's super athletic,
yep.
and you know he's a great passer, and so I like putting him in that situation. We've done it with Ryan on the other side because Ryan's right-handed, and even Grant's done it as well. That is a hard action to guard because it's weak side away from the ball, and they're getting that flare screen, you know, in that corner three. So I like to get Regan or one of those strokers in that corner for that wide
shoot
open three.
Yeah. Yeah, he does fire that ball. He can get over there in a short period.
I just want to go ahead and say right now, I want to apologize to Derek because I've yelled at him a lot of times going, what in the heck are you doing?
Yeah, there's a few times where he gets kind of hung in the air and we're trying to work with him. We used to run that at Park Tudor a lot with Yogi, you know, and he would jump out of bounds and whip it across there. And, you know, the people that are in the way usually is the baseline official. He's not expecting that.
Right.
We couldn't do that at Jefferson either because of this gym being so small.
Right.
So it shrunk some of my plays.
Yeah.
You know, it shrunk some of my plays.
How many times do we step out of bounds?
Middle school gym.
So you can't. I walked down to that corner and looked. If you have size 13 shoes, you can't be in bounds and behind the 3-point line. Yeah. There's not enough space.
Right. Now, here's got another question for you, okay?
Yeah.
This is Ask Coach Melton, evidently. My phone's going.
Yeah, I like it.
I have a question for Coach Melton. What was his thinking Saturday night against Lincoln View with 3.4 seconds to go? We had two foul shots up three, and we didn't have anybody at the foul line.
His question is, it wouldn't have mattered if we only had four team fouls. So it wouldn't have mattered if we'd won over the back. So the question is, why? What's your philosophy?
So with the time situation, what I explained to the guys and the reason, you know, what I explained to the guys, I actually thought about putting all five guys down at our end. Because with the time, it didn't really matter. We were up by two possessions. So they could have came out, passed the ball real quick. They were out of timeouts.
Yes, they were.
Okay.
They were done.
So when the ball goes through the net, the ball bounces, the clock's still rolling. But they could, if they're smart enough, they could have went over and delayed the game to get the clock to stop. So grab the ball, throw it out of bounds, or try to delay the game and get the clock to stop, get the official to blow his whistle, because it would have been a warning, because it would have been the first time they had done that. That would have stopped the clock. Then they would have had an opportunity again to perhaps deflect or get a steal and then make another three, and then all of a sudden we're tied in overtime. So what I did was I put two guys under the basket, so if they make it, you just grab the ball out of the net.
Okay.
And then walk out of bounds like you're going to take it out, and the game's over. The other three were at the timeline, which technically I could have put all five of them together and let them do whatever they want, but that delay game technique could have worked in their favor. I mean, it's not a lot of coaches know that, but not a lot of people understand that time clock situation where you can get the, even though you don't have a timeout, you can still get the clock stopped if you understand what you're, you know, how to do that. Right. So, and, you know, and I wasn't trying to ice Gavin Toby when he had the one. Remember when I called the timeout, he had one free throw. I know a lot of people think, oh, the coach is icing our guy. No, I wanted to, the guys needed to understand, if Gavin does miss it, what's the situation? How do we handle this? You know, what are my responsibilities? What do we need to do?
Yeah, that's right. And another thing is like okay, so, and I'm just going to use this as we were playing Lincoln View the other night, and my, you know, Twitter's going crazy because Lincoln View's JV coach called timeout with like 10 seconds ago. They're down 30 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He didn't stop coaching, and I kind of respected that from him. He wanted to set up a situation.
Out. Yeah, he set a play
where
out.
they could.
And he scored.
And they scored.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know a lot of people are booing because you called timeout 9 seconds ago, and you thought, what the hell? But that still goes, you're still always thinking as a coach.
Yeah, he's still teaching his kids how to play basketball. Yeah. It's still a situation for him to teach young men how to execute. For sales game, I kept going all the way till the end, even though they were up multiple possessions.
Yeah.
You know, my philosophy, a lot of coaches' philosophy is that it's not over till it's all zeros. And I'm not going to stop. So, you know, if the boys look up to you as a leader, as the head coach, and if you just quit coaching and sit down and quit coaching, well, they're going to quit.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't quit till it's all zeros.
Till it's all zeros.
So I respect him for doing that. Yeah, you know, absolutely. A lot of people can get upset with that, but, you know, he's still coaching his guys.
Yeah, that's right. So let's turn our attention to Friday night. We got a big one with Delvis St. John's, and talk a little bit about St. John's and what they bring to the table.
Well, their number one scoring option, at least from a numbers perspective, is Parrish boy, number 22. He's athletic. Forward slash guard. He likes to play on the outside. He's a driver. He's kind of a set shooter. He averages right around 13 points a game. And then they've got a couple of shooters in Fairchild and Bodie, I think's his name. And then their point guard is a big guy, 6'4". Grothhouse. And then, you know, I don't know if it's Coach Elwer's boy, but he started against LCC Sunday. There was an Elwer sophomore. He started, but he hadn't normally been starting in all the other films I've been watching. They'll start a Fisher. You know, his last name's Fisher, number 4. He's kind of a forward center slash guy. That's their main core 6. When you get into their bench a little bit, they're a little bit, you know, they're not as good, but they go as those four horses go. Their two shooters present problems. They're leading the MAC in their 3-point percentages. Kind of reminiscent of Van Skyock. The Bodie kid likes to stand in that corner and just burp threes up.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got a game plan for them. We've been working on it all week. Hopefully, our guys can go out and execute the game plan and we can get the job done.
Yeah, you guys can probably, Bob and Harold can probably tell me I'm full of garbage. But
we'll tell you that anyway. Yeah. Go ahead and ask a question.
But it seems like every time we play Delphus, we can stop whoever their big shooters are, and then all of a sudden there's some random guy over in the corner or out front open throwing in a three, and we just can't seem to to get it. Is that,
I was thinking the same thing. We've played them a number of times.
And they always have a 3-point shooter.
They got our number a little bit.
That comes off the bench that probably hadn't made 3 3-pointers all year, and he'll make 7 against us.
But you know what, Neil? That's a lot like us.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talking about. Look at Ian Holman. Look at the depth and kids.
You get a kid come in there and all of a sudden knocks down. Who is this kid? Especially when you game plan all week. Okay, I got to stop these two guys. Well, I stopped these two guys, but who's this kid over here scoring all these points?
That's happened to us. Crestview, great example, number 23, their little lefty, the black-haired lefty
had
kid.
He had a
great game in the interior, and we didn't expect that out of him at all.
Yeah, and, you know, do we have kind of a thing figured out if some guy starts getting hot from out there? Do we
have contingencies in place?
That's kids, almost exactly what I was saying. We don't have an enforcer, but we just put somebody in there.
The kids are getting acclimated with that. I always have a plan B, you know, plan C even. I have contingencies in place when, you know, the original game plan doesn't pan out. Because, you know, I say this all the time. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how the game's going to play out.
Yep.
You know, Benny and Schmitty could get in foul trouble right out the gate, and then all of a sudden we got personnel situations that they're not acclimated to. So I've always got contingencies. You know, you see my staff carrying out those other binders and files with them. Those are the contingency plans when we need to adjust.
Yeah. Like the Minster game, I mean, to me, that Nixon kid, he shoots that three, I leave him open.
Yeah.
He makes the first one. I leave him open again.
Now he goes 2 for 3. On
when he hits that, then the next one, he ain't getting open anymore. And that's about what you did.
He made some tough moves.
It almost looked like he wasn't even looking. They were just no looks, but he was a
nice
good
player.
Very good player.
That's exactly right. When he, you know, we're sitting there like, how did he make that? But he, that's what he does.
He practices that.
The kid comes from an athletic family. Kid comes from good athletes. And he's a nice player. And sometimes you just got
to
tip your
hat. Yeah, they're tough to stop.
Let's take one more break. Come back with Coach Mountain. We're going to talk about life as an Indian coach through halfway through the season and what he thinks so far. And come on back with Coach Mountain. For Recovery Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Blue Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
We're back here, Sports Talk. We're with Coach Melton, Harold Feely. We're talking Indian basketball, a big one Friday night. With the Blue Jays, Walpock comes to town Saturday night, is that correct?
Yep.
That won't be an easy one. They're Western Buckeye League. They don't have a very good record, but they'll be competed.
They're 7-4.
Are they 7-4?
They're 7-4.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Unless Max Preps is wrong, that's where I saw that.
And I've seen them on some of the Channel 35 sports stuff on at 11 o'clock.
They're 7-4.
I record all of that. I didn't know what the record was, but of course you're only seeing the highlights, but they had some they have some players that look like they're pretty good.
Pretty good athletes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
So Coach, we're almost halfway through the season. What do you think of Fort Recovery? And talk a little bit about life as a Fort Recovery and basketball coach halfway through.
Oh, I love Fort Recovery. I love the kids, love the community. I love my administration. Great people to work for. It's just been a blessing, a true blessing to be a part of the community, and it's an honor to be the boys varsity basketball coach of Fort Recovery. It's almost like a dream come true.
Well, we
that's good to hear.
Yeah, it is. And when you look at where we're at, and me and Fee were big Coach Bayshore fans.
Yep,
he great guy, absolutely great guy.
Yep.
He was just a great guy.
He was a fun guy to be around. Yes. Yep.
It's a complete 360. Yep. You know, it's a 360. And
so this guy's not very fun to be around.
He's kind of an idiot. Yeah.
but he brought you pies.
He didn't bring pies.
Look at this, Wick's pies, boys. And
I'm thinking he's the greatest.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless you have a grandma that makes pies, you're not going to get a better pie than Wick's pies.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the program as a whole, Coach. As your JV, JV's had some tough luck. First of all, when you go to the first game and you have Ramel kid, you got Dylan Evers, and you got these kids out here that are playing, and it was no doubt that Cale Ramel wasn't going to be on that JV team very long. I mean, he's just that good. He's just a really good player.
Athlete.
And then we lose Dylan Evers to terrible. We're going to get him back pretty soon. Mm-hmm. The thing about that JV team is that they've competed, and although you know they're 4-5, but they're playing a bunch of kids who've never played JV basketball.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know a lot of young guys are stepping up. And as I mentioned earlier, they're running our scout team, and it's been a little different for Coach Winter, I'm sure, and even the kids that haven't been subjected to that environment. But you know, those guys are working on St. John's stuff all week. They don't get hardly much time for them to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're really trying to prepare the varsity and get us ready, for the game on Friday night, or Big Mac games, and so they're starting to stay over 15 minutes at a time, 10 minutes here, and get some work in. But it's really nice to see the young guys. You know, we got a lot of freshmen up now. We had Ross Pearson just go down with an injury the other night in a freshman game.
Ooh. Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, so we've been pretty thin, because we've had the flu bug go through our locker room, and we've had a few bugaboos with injuries. Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, I saw that the freshman schedule has been canceled the rest of the year because of injuries.
Our injuries. And depth.
That's tough.
It kind of stinks from a development standpoint for some of our younger guys, but they're gonna they're still going to develop, and we're going to get them in the JV game so they can play.
And that's my point. We're seeing these young kids play. If you look at now, these eighth graders were good. That was a good class. They won a lot of games, seventh and eighth grade. You lose your number one kid, but now you have, I'm going to take Landon Post, for instance, okay? Mm-hmm. Landon Post the other night, Saturday night. Now, we watched him play junior high. He had KO, he had Daniel Patch, and every once in a while he'd hit a big shot there for the eighth graders.
Yeah.
But he had 9 the other night.
Right, he kind of making his own shot.
And you can
stuff.
Just see, and I know that these people get, they get JV lost, and It's not all about winning and losing at that level.
No, you got to see that stuff.
It's about what our goal is, and that is getting these kids to play. And Daniel Patch
has stepped up huge.
Yes. He's another kid that
right. All of a sudden, he's starting to figure out. Wait a minute, I can do different things here.
Yep,
and I can do them pretty good.
I'm sure Coach Patch, if he's listening, you know, in the coaching world, you know, with the bigs like Daniels, you know, he's a big guy like Benny and, you know, Schmitty. But it's always, in my experience, it's always been like a light switch with a big. When that switch happens, then you see it. And it's almost like in this last week or so, we've seen Daniel. It's, you know, maybe
starting to figure it out.
He's starting to figure some things out, and he's starting to really get after it. And
that's really nice good to since see. He's only a freshman. If he was a senior finally figuring it out, you'd be going, been nice if he'd figured that out a couple of years ago. But as a freshman, oh, man, he seems to understand the game pretty well.
But when you talk about that light switch, I'm serious about this. Our varsity's starting to see it. I see it. I can see it. I mean, there's like Brian Benn, when you talk about a big seeing it, he's starting to figure out that when he gets it down low.
I mean, this is a kid didn't play varsity last year.
Not 1 minute. Man, you know.
I mean, and all of a sudden, he's a cog. He's a huge cog.
He's one of the big major pieces.
Oh, man, he's a big piece of that puzzle.
And then look who we finished the game up with Saturday night. That lineup in there. I have no idea what your game plan is coming up. It don't matter who starts on this ball club.
No.
It's all about that game, being in the moment, and our matchups.
Yep, that's what the guys are taking pride in. You know, whoever it is, whether it's next man step up, we talk about band of brothers all the time, banding as a group, and, you know, tight-knit family, block out the noise. If people are saying this or that, just block out the noise. We're in this thing together, and, you know, we will find the combination that helps get it done so we can walk out victorious.
Am I seeing this wrong, but it seems like you were, what, 9-10 games in. It seems like you've had 4, 5, 6 different starting lineups, but the last couple of games, it seemed like those guys who know they're coming off the bench 2 or 3 minutes into the game, they know that they're kind of really starters. The guys that you kind of had in to start, that's who's going to start, and we're going to kind of decoy or something the defense to be thinking this way, and then all of a sudden, bam, these other guys come in and just blow the game open. Completely different way of playing the game. And I don't know if that's a planned thing, but it seems like those kids come in because they know they're coming in. Everybody knows they're coming in sometime. And they just, when they go in there, they just blow that game open.
Oh, we have rotations, and, you know, we talk about their opportunities and seizing the moment. You know, the kids know their roles. Everyone knows their roles and what's expected of them. And you know, that's what's, you know, we're blessed to have all this depth.
And it seemed to me like a couple of those guys just really were happy to be coming in after these other guys set the tone. And then they come in and completely change the tone. They're happy to come to be subbing in 2 or 3 minutes into the game because everybody knows they're going to play 80% of the game. Every kid's going to play 70-80% of the game.
Wish it was that easy.
it seems like everybody's, you know, now some games it doesn't, some kids don't play much at all because the matchup doesn't work. But the other time, you know, you got kids that are just, we have tons of shooters. We have 3 big guys if you count Gavin. And he can go in there and do that when it's his turn. Mm-hmm. And he can also be out there shooting. But we have shooters. We have big guys. And they all seem like, I'll sit here and wait a little bit. Let the other guys kind of do something. Here I come. Look out.
Yeah. We talked a little bit, Coach. You said something about the kids on the bench. And it's kind of fun to watch them because, you know, when we have that big run, they just race out to that midcourt, you know, in a timeout for the other team. And I you love seeing that. And I think that's what you're building, you know. And man, you get that team effort where everybody's thinking, team, let's win this game. And man, that's going to make us good.
Yeah, it's fun to see that. It brings energy. I talk about bringing the threes, you know, with encouragement, enthusiasm, and effort. And that's even from the bench, that can be contagious.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the guys they're all buying in. It's just when we get this thing where we want to be, from understanding their defensive responsibilities, the execution, and everything, when it starts coming together, it's really going to be a thing of beauty.
It's going to be fun.
That's right.
Yeah. We got two home games this weekend. We got Delphi St. John's and Walpock. Folks, get up there and support your Indians.
Yeah, big crowd.
It makes a hell of a difference when that gym is rocking like it was Saturday night.
It's a tough place to go.
It's going to be rocking Saturday. St. John's and Mary, good crowd. Coach Melton of the 18th ranked state of Ohio Fort Recovery Indians, and I look for two wins this weekend.
And climbing, baby.
We're climbing.
And moving up to the top 10.
That's right. Coach, I love you, brother. Thanks for stopping in, my
friend.
Appreciate
you.
Good job, buddy.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk to Holly Gann, the coach of the Lady Indians. What about that program?
That team is hot.
They are on fire. That's right. Sports Talk, Love and Feed.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rib to you. If it can be welded, Vohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The project-based ag class at Fort Recovery High School is selling beautiful handmade Fort Recovery Indians cutting boards. These are created and designed by the students in the class. Isaac Hawk, Andy Hall, Ramsey Leverett, Alyssa O'Connor, Kaylin Overman, and Ronnie White. There will only be 100 of these made, and they're only $25 each. You can support our students and get yourself a beautiful collector's item. Just go to the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page to see the design and print out your order form, or just stop by the high school office. Please order yours by January 10th. Get one of these unique and useful handmade cutting boards built and designed by our project-based ag class. They're only $25, and you can download your order form from the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page or go to the high school office and fill it out there. Get yours today. Today.
We got a little smorgasbord going here tonight.
This is unbelievable, ain't
it? Neil's doing little pretzels. I like it.
What's the deal with the pretzels?
They were left over from the Christmas show.
Ooh, it tastes like it, too.
Yeah, I know. Trying to get rid of them. No, I know. I resealed it. I tried one. It was
they're good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Meat and cheese solid, Wayne Street Market, once again.
Tremendous.
Never disappoint.
Never disappoint.
Coach Melton, he's awesome. I love talking to him.
They did over 50 cheese trays for the Christmas holidays.
50?
Probably, I think it was probably close to 3,000, I think they said. Yeah. From Thanksgiving to New Year's, I think they said they did 3,000 cheese trays. Some outrageous.
That's crazy. Crazy number.
That is a lot, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, crazy you eat number.
About 15.
A few.
A few. We hit her hard.
Did you?
At the Christmas show.
Yeah, we did hit her hard at the Christmas show.
Yep.
So the Indians got a big one with St. John's and yes. Walpock, and look forward to that game. And I love playing home games when
I love them. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great crowd Saturday night.
I know. I loved it.
And Lakeview, you never know what's going to happen there, but boy, they brought a good crowd in. We had a great crowd.
Lakeview always has good fun. When you go up there and play, they always got a...
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
They like their... Of course, they got nothing else to do up there.
Yeah, they don't have football. I talked to a couple of their fans.
No, I mean, all you do is sit there and look at windmills. What the hell are you going to do, Lakeview?
That's it.
Probably get fined for that. Fort Gavry Radio on tomorrow night. Dolph St. John's going to be there.
Yep. Brian Patch with the play-by-play.
Fort Gavry Radio. You going to the flag flying?
You're back in?
There's not a real good place to hang it, but we might.
So we're back at Dolphus. They left us in.
Yeah, yeah.
We're back.
Really?
The band has officially ended.
We're back.
Yes. Yes.
When did you get the okay?
3 weeks ago.
So well, God loved Dolphus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go Blue Jays.
I can't say anything bad anymore, can I?
Well, probably will.
I'm back out. We're waiting on Holly Gann, the coach of the Lady Indians, to call in. And what a week they've had.
A great week they had.
My goodness. Neil, did you make the trip up to Canton?
Yes.
And how was that?
It was long.
It was a long trip.
Yeah, and there weren't a lot of spectators there, but it was
well, we played the early game.
Yeah, and it was there was a lot of really good teams. If you're familiar with the way we did the flying to the hoops thing with the boys,
yeah,
it's that type of competition that if you stayed there the whole day, you'd
or what was two what, days what was Southeastern Dragon?
So you went cheese. Ham, cheese. You got three cheeses.
Big sandwich.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's deep. A load. That is a big one, ain't it?
That's big load.
Pretty good?
Not too bad.
Yep. And if you were at the game on Saturday night, at halftime, or between the games, I should say, they honored the kids that went to state in the swim team.
A bunch of them.
Yep. It was a bunch of them.
The swim team was just Cassie Martin did the 50 freestyle, but the track team, there was, I think there's 11
or 37.
Yeah, it was
14 altogether, I think.
And they were, Greg Lefevre and I were down there broadcasting that, and it was tremendous. Those kids are just great. Those are outstanding kids. Almost all of them are doing winter track.
We got some good trackers right now.
Yes, we do.
And talked to Robbie. He's still in New York City at
Fordham.
Yeah, couldn't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
And he
we'll have him call in sometime.
He may be looking at coming back this way, but right now he's going to finish out his year at Fordham and see what happens. But in my head, if he'd just say, "Hey, Dayton, you want me?" And they should be just grabbing him and dragging
him. Stomach ground?
No.
Do you hear that?
Got her going?
No.
Got her gurgles?
Yeah, the gurgles going.
Ooh. Yep. So, Kiera, Wendell, Cass Martin, Chloe Will, Abby Francis, Ava Bupp were the girls that went down there and various things. Boys, Robbie Lefevre, Riley Pearson, Jacob Atchison, Butch Shane, Jared Timmerman, Drew Mullenkamp, Owen Mormon. All, it was just, and those kids are just, every one of them just an outstanding person. But
you got the phone lines on?
Good athletes. Yes.
Yep. Yep. Here we go.
There.
Ready?
Yep. Good evening. You're on Sports Talk. Is this Coach Gann?
It is.
Hey, Coach Gann. Congratulations on an unbelievable week.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, pretty pleased with that.
Are the kids awake, or are they sleeping?
Well, I don't know. No news is good news, so I'm kind of just like hiding out a little bit.
Okay,
hey, don't go check on anyone. Nope. Nobody's really hollering my name.
Yeah, everyone's
so
quiet. You're good.
I'm just going to...
So
pretty much.
So should I announce the text messages that we had today with Sam and Abby?
No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you.
Abby and Sam are trying to relive some of their favorite childhood memories of going to Fenway.
They're so excited about going to OG and seeing Tyson McLaughlin.
That's right.
Holly,
is he a stud?
Oh, yeah.
He's their athletic director and basketball coach. So Holly, let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to last Saturday and your trip to Canton and the Wishes Do Come True tournament. And let's talk about that game you played at Team Raviana Southeast. And you went mm-hmm. there and you took care of business. Talk a little bit about that game.
Coach Gugaviller, Coach Vaughn, and I, we watch a decent amount of film. Coach Hubbard kind of does some back working for us, especially when the teams are up north. He's got a lot of connections. Clearly, we know Coach Hubbard is all basketball, so he's got connections that we don't necessarily have either. So we watch lots of film and, you know, just not really sure. So we're seeing some good things happening on the film, which makes us kind of uneasy. But we know, you know, at that point, we're like, hey, do the things that we can do. And we feel pretty good with our strengths. They're going to outweigh theirs. Pretty much it normally works for me. I'm like, okay, we can control these things. We can continue to control our strengths, continue to make them strengths. Don't have too many turnovers and we'll be fine. So we got up there, you know, we played really hard, got on top of it, and pretty much we were able to maintain the lead. Of course, they had a run there, but pretty much it was able to keep it around that 15-point range. Again, just being able to focus on five things, picking out five of our strengths from, you know, we've got a couple of them. And obviously, we went up there. The girls played wonderful, nice little trip, had some fun. And after driving for 4 hours, I did tell the girls, I'm like, guys, we drove 4 hours. You know, it'd be really nice if we also win. Like,
absolutely.
<get
W. laughs> Yeah.
Well, so, we did.
And I think
it was pretty great.
And I think when you look at that trip is that you're there to win, but it's also a team bonding deal, and I think you took advantage of that. You went out to eat, you got screwed around, you swam, and it's all about getting closer and getting a tight knit, and you know, that could be something when we look back and say, you know what?
Springboard.
That's where things started to come together.
Yeah.
I think those opportunities, we just get so caught up, and you know, you do spend a lot of time with these kids, but it's not, you know, it's usually only revolved around basketball. So those opportunities are not only just good for the kids and, you know, the coaching staff, but I think it's also good for all of our families, because when it's all said and done, you know, we're some from the same area. Like I told them, hey, you know, families, come stay where we're staying. We want this to be, you know, a good experience and a good memory for everyone. It's not just about winning. Like that, and that opportunity right there, again, just maximize the moment, and you know, I think I truly believe in doing those types of things right, the small things, making it all about family, take some stress off some of the kids, pressure that they could feel, and you know, I feel like in the back end of that, that's the core components of Mercer County. It's like family, community, lots of support there. You feel that you're automatically, that's one strength that I don't think some communities got. They don't have that. So
for sure,
we need to take that at full advantage to that.
So Holly, we win up there. We're 6-2. We have the Minster Wildcats coming into town on Thursday night, a team that's arguably got one of the top point guards in the state of Ohio, and Ivy Wolf. They have a Janae Hoeing who's been a 3-year starter.
Good
for
player.
Them. But they didn't have the big girls. They didn't have the height. They're raw in the middle. And we had an opening and talked to you before the game, and you said, you know, you felt good about this game. And when you look back at that Minster game, man, what an effort from your team.
Yeah, you know, and I think there's a lot of things that I'm new, right? So I'm new to all of this. I haven't been around for the 2 or 3 years, you know, that have felt the baggage. So I think one of the things that I'm most proud of the girls is that when they stepped on the court last Thursday, granted, I did tons of like, just, you know, hey guys, like, it doesn't matter. Like, don't get us down from start. Like, 0-0 on the scoreboard before you guys even start. Don't put them on a pedestal. Like, you know, don't put them up there. Like, don't you dare. If I thought we were gonna lose this game, guys, if I even thought there was a hint that there was a chance that we would just get blown away, I'd tell you. But we're not. That's not it. That's I'm not feeling it. Like, don't put them up on the pedestal. They are, you know, we have nothing to lose. They are the ones that are carrying that weight right now, not us. So continue to play like that. Like, don't play head games with us. And, you know, they have to go in playing against Ivy for how many years? Well, 3 years. Some of those girls have played with her her whole life.
Right.
You know, the junior class has seen her every single season. So that's a lot. you know, that's a lot to carry and know how good of a player she is. And honestly, like, I watched her on film and I was hearing about her, and, you know, and I only try to do one game at a time. You know, we don't try to get too far ahead of ourselves. So, you know, it's Sunday night and I'm starting to watch tape, and I literally am texting Coach Ron. I'm like, oh man, she's a pretty good player. And, he's like, yep. And I'm like, yep, this looks not very familiar to somebody else I've seen in my you know, in my time. I'm like, oh God,
Maria Mueller?
This is Maria Mueller.
Yep.
This is Maria Mueller. You know, and this is Maria Mueller. She can control that team. You know, she doesn't have, they don't have the horses, but you know what? Maria always found a way to get those girls to play along.
Yep.
And so I'm looking at this team, I'm like, oh, that's Janae. You know, that's Janae. And then even those other girls. And so when we were going in, we were bouncing back and forth on some strategies. And, you know, Coach Vaughn, Coach Cucavilla, and I actually took a vote during the national anthem on what we were going to do. Because my gut feels just kept saying, hey, guys, I need to know if we can beat them straight up. Like, no tricks, no nothing fancy. I just need to know if we can play and beat them with what we got here. Nothing, just being us. You know, and we were talking about it all week because we had some other things we've been working on for this game that I've just been putting in slowly. But deep down inside, I was like, no, you know what? I know we're good enough. Like, I know we're good enough. And so we voted during the national anthem. We were basically talking about it right before. Afterwards, we had to take the vote. So it was like, yep, 3-0, we're going to play them straight up.
Go get them.
So we go, Brooke. We said, Brooke, all right, Ivy Wolf's yours. You know, face guarder and everybody else, just, you know, be alert. Be alert. Be aware. And, you know, clearly things worked out in our favor, but I can't speak volumes to, they make me look good. That's what I think really is happening.
I'm not really doing
much. They're just making me look good. Wow. Like, they are just playing hard. You know, I don't have to get the intensity. They're there. They're just doing great things right now.
I'll tell you what.
And we're going to continue on. I have nothing, like, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Holly, that's one thing Bob and I have talked about. I mean, I think the one thing that you've brought to this team this year is the energy. I mean, I just feel like these girls are really playing hard right now. You know, I've always found a team that plays hard, they'll beat anybody. I mean, they'll give, some teams are better than you maybe, but if you outplay them, you're going to win. And so far, I think you've got that down. You've really got the girls playing hard.
Yeah, we do. But a lot of, you know, at the same time, it's like nothing ever comes easy. Like, nothing ever goes easy. So it's one of those things, especially where it's like, you know, every time we go to practice, like, they're willing to do anything I ask of them, even when they don't want to. It's like, guys, you know what? I know you don't like this drill, but these are the reasons we got to do small stuff right. And I think when I look back at the Minster and we watch it again and again, it's like, we really did do the small things right.
Yep. Yeah. And then,
like, that was it. We were on. Defensively, we were where we were supposed to be all the time.
Yeah, when you look at the game, Holly, great team effort. Some individual stars of that game. Number one was Val Mollenkamp.
Playing good.
Val stepped up her game here in the last couple weeks. And for us to get to the level, she had to do that. She is an unbelievable athlete. And she's really starting to play like it. Man, you know, when you got a girl 6 foot can handle the ball like she handles it, and she is a tough person to guard. You got to really be thrilled about how your senior that's going to Finley University has stepped up and played basketball.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew Val can score, and that was never a question in my mind. See, I worked out with her a lot, but the one thing that she's bringing to the table now that I didn't see early in the year is she is rebounding like crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, that separates her. There's lots of kids that can score. Ivy Wolf can score, but Ivy Wolf can't put up the rebounds and the assists that Val can also do. Mm-hmm. That's what makes Val dangerous.
Yeah, and then when
she's willing to put, you know, 13 rebounds, like, hey,
yeah,
there's no comments. You know, 7 assists a game, you know, like, those are things that well-rounded players can do. It's not always just about that particular category. Obviously, we need that,
right.
But that is something we know she brings. She's really opening their eyes into other things now that she's really going after the rebounds every time.
Yeah,
you know, it's not, it's every time. Like, she's hungry. She wants it. She wants the ball, you know, and her assists have been way up. So, Val is the...
Yeah, that's right. So when you, Holly, when you look, when you look at the effort on Thursday night at Minster, and that's a game that we haven't beat them in about 8 years, and you have a sophomore center who Whitram was absolutely unbelievable that game. Her effort,
what a great effort.
Now she's like a bull in a china store. I mean, she just you know, but that effort she gave it was something that. That lit us up, man. She lit us up that game, and she made a couple.
It's big... those are things that, you know, we go in and I can create some things in practice to kind of draw out some of those that it factor, I guess, to say, like, hey, like, just willing to really get down to the grind, like, really just hard nosed, and clearly, I happen to gravitate towards people that tend to just want to, like, right then and there. It didn't take anything, no basketball skills at all. All that was just pure effort, and she just always wanted it more.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I can't do anything about that. You know, mom, dad, community, that's all coming from her.
Sure.
Like, those are strong characteristics from her.
Yeah.
You know, and those are things that are uncomfortable in my mind, and that kind of goes with Brooke, too. You know, Brooke never gets those necessarily all those stat glories. You know, she's probably not going to be first on any charts, and she's probably not going to be on many standings, but she is definitely, in my mind, a huge difference maker in our defense. She's able to eliminate good players, great players, and that is just another piece of that puzzle.
Yeah,
so that we have.
That's right. So then on Saturday, Holly, we go to Liberty Benton, the number 4 ranked team in the state of Ohio in Division 3. They have a girl going to Cincinnati. So you're playing a girl on Thursday night that's going to go D1. You're playing a girl that's going to Cincinnati. LSR girl from Liberty Benton. She's about 6'1". Girl can flat out play. And that game, you know, we had the letdown from Thursday night. Absolutely, we could have. Did we know? That game is 33-33. Now, this is my point to this. This is 33-33. Whitley Rammel was unbelievable Thursday night. Liv Patch made the biggest shot of her career in that game with the score tied 33.
Our only 2 points.
Yeah.
The whole fourth quarter.
And that says something about this team, and it's a team. And when you talk about unsung heroes and stuff like that, if she don't make that basket, we don't win that game.
Yep.
I mean, I just...
Well, and it's not even that. We just don't have the momentum going into... It establishes two things in my mind. Number one, it gets us moving in the right direction as far as momentum-wise, because think about that. That's a long quarter for us. That's the least we've ever scored in a quarter all year. Even over the summer. Like, we've never not scored like that. So, number one, that was a huge momentum shift for us to keep going, right?
Yeah.
But number two, that established some groundwork with her, with the post player, with number 11, because it was like, hey, you know, you think you're pretty good? Well, look, we can also do the same thing.
That's right.
So she backed off a little bit, and we got her frustrated. So that, we got in her head. And those things do play down the course. I mean, then we're going into overtime, and, you know, I can sit here and complain because it's like, man, we were up by 11 at one point. Like, we didn't hold our composure. You know, we stopped offensively being aggressive. It was a smooth work from the start of the quarter that got us that good lead. But at the end of the game, you know, we still continue to do things that we haven't been able to do for a long time. Yeah. We have players that make big play. Allie Vaughn made two, not one, but two offensive rebounds.
Ollie Vaughn,
right?
Her and Kiara Wendell were tremendous up there. I mean, just absolutely tremendous. And when I look at Liberty Benton, I would like to know how many games they've lost in the last 10 years in that gym.
Because
I bet you can put them on
the
right. Yeah, I mean, they are not losing a lot. So, I mean, this year I watched them on one other film, but again, it came down to The Wire and all everything aside. I mean, that's the first time that we've gone up with probably a post player, a true post player like that.
Yeah.
You know, we had Winner and Stonebreaker, but a different style of play.
Yeah,
a different style of play. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's those concrete post players that just stay down there real quick. When we knew that, it was like shooting up guard in, it's quick, quick moves. We drop that, bam, turn around, shoot, bam. It's really quick. And again, we haven't seen anything like that. So for me, when I was going in, I was like, guys, you know, this is a great test for us. Like, let's see what we can do. Like, this is another great test. Don't tend to blow them up too much because I think there's you can blow a team up,
yeah,
like, and make up more than what they are. And it's like, hey, let's just stay within our realm. These are the girls we need to pay attention. This is what they're really good at. These are definitely the strengths. Here's some things we think we can do to kind of rattle that. But ultimately, we're still playing to our strengths. Like, our strengths are still outweighing theirs. At the end of the day, that is what we're going to do. We're going to play our game.
There you go.
And just play. And it's going to be better than theirs.
Holly, it gets no easier this week. We go Thursday, we got to travel to Delphus, then Saturday to OG. Talk a little bit about what Delphus brings to the table.
You know, they got a little guard, pretty quick, much more down players. Again, when we're talking about the traditional, you know, three guard, two post players that we've seen in years and years, it's not in girls basketball like it used to be. So players can do everything. Delphus has essentially five guards on the court. They don't really ever post up. They're looking out a five-out type of offense where they're doing tons of driving and kicking. So we have some streaky shooters. We've got a really fast car that can drive pretty well. So clearly we know Brooke. Like, I was like, Brooke, well, I can already tell you who you're going to be guarding, you know, and she's just going to aggravate her, and we believe that we can. So streaky shooters, they rebound pretty well. Maybe do some full court press stuff. We'll see. I'm not sure what he's going to do for us. I know what I would do, but I don't know what he's thinking. So we're kind of thinking they're going to play some zone, but all the film I'm seeing is between man and zone, and he might be putting in a 1-2-2 with all that, which I'm okay with. So I don't know. This is one of those games where, again, it reminds me of very much a Southeast game. I'm seeing some really wonderful things happening on film that make me nervous because it's not like Minster. I knew exactly what we were getting. And so this is one of those things, not real consistent. And they're winning some games. They might not be winning games in the MAC, but they're still winning games. And they're winning some close games. So those are some things that I think can always just make you feel a little uneasy, especially when looking at the scouting report. But again,
it's never easy going up there, Holly.
No.
Yeah,
it's only tough.
Yeah. It'll be a tough one.
I mean, again, we're going to go in and do things that we know we can do really well. And I truly believe that in the end, it's going to still work out in our favor.
I like your thinking, Holly. And we're going to OG on Saturday.
Bring them on.
And they're really good, too.
Yep. And we knew this type was coming. But, you know, on the flip side of this, it's like, hey, we could play a bunch of teams that we know we can womp on. It's not going to make us better. You know, if we would have came in here after Christmas and played some teams that are, again, we could score 70 or 80 or 90 points. You know, that's great. It's going to do some really nice things for our stats, but it's not going to really make
it's not going to make it any better, is it?
So I'd much rather be able to hit this hard stretch and, you know, work really hard and definitely get some things going for us. And, you know, some breaks are nice, but at the end of the day, this is only going to make us better down the road.
Amen, kiddo.
Yep.
Well, how's this sound? Fort Curry Indians, the 10th ranked team in the state of Ohio. How's that sound? Got a little ring to it?
Not too bad.
You know, the thing is, and I will be the first to say it, is I like to fly off the radar. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yes, the publicity is nice. Like, right? We definitely deserve that. I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? That's pretty special. And I don't think it's very enlightening, but we have to, and that was my thing with the girls because they came in and they were chattering, and I want to chatter too. Like, I want to be proud of that.
Yeah.
But it's a poll, it's a piece of paper, and it's a bunch of reporters and writers and people that know basketball, but I'd much rather be able to put something more permanent in place. And that is what we talked about. It's like, hey, we got to stay humble. I know, you know, that stuff comes out. you know, and we have to remember the reasons why we get on the list. Like, we can't settle for this. We have to, can't become complacent. We have to keep pushing forward.
One
so
at a time.
For us, it's Delphus. It's Delphus. And then after Delphus, it's the OT. And, you know, and Minster was key for us for lots of reasons. Beating Minster allowed us to be a part of something we haven't been a part of for quite a while. And so right now, I think our sights are set on that MAC championship because we can do it. We might have to share it, but
that's right.
We need some things to fall for us, and we got to finish the rest of the season.
That's
but
right.
That is definitely, we made that happen. We made that possible for ourselves.
Yep. Holly, congratulations on an unbelievable
week.
And big game tomorrow night.
Let's have another
fired
big week.
Up, kiddo. And man, we love you. Keep it
good
going.
Good luck, Holly.
Well, thanks. I will see you at the game.
All right.
Catch you.
That is Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians.
Have a good one.
See you, kiddo. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breast for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixins as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 31st. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Marion Local. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Fort Recovery Education Scholarship Fund. Get to the Marion Local game early on January 31st and enjoy the Fort Recovery Education Association chili supper with all the fixins. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30. 6:30.
Racking a sports drink.
Glasses.
Hi, Rocker.
Hello, Bubba.
How are you?
It's in the house.
Rocker's in the house. This is the first show from the new studio.
Yeah. I like it back here.
Lively.
I mean, it's okay. Somebody could come in and kill us and we wouldn't know it.
Yeah. They're stealing everything.
You ever worry about that?
We're about to. As long as they're killing you first.
No, because he comes in. First guy's dead's Rocker.
Rocker's dead.
Okay.
And then he turns it on you.
Oh, wow. Because I figured Fee's next.
I'm quick.
By that time, I'm down here underneath, and he don't even know I'm here.
Table, I mean, this ain't safe. I want a security guard when we're on the air.
That's why Rocker's still here.
Are you security? Asa.
Get Asa.
We're back here in the dungeon.
Come on, Barney.
I'm Barney Fife. Asa.
Hopefully a little better lively than Bobby. Or what? Barney.
Barney had one bullet.
Yeah, he had a bullet.
Yeah.
He had a bullet.
A little green.
Who?
The bullet.
I'm loud. Loud.
Yeah, and so is your microphone.
Yeah. Can you turn me down on here?
No. Okay. Well, you probably can, but I don't know which
you
one
don't
is
mess
you.
With it.
I
mean, sure which one it is.
I don't know which one is you.
It's loud. I mean, I'm just
loud.
Saying.
Loud.
No. That's all Chuck's.
Big week again. We got another big week coming.
Yeah, you're going Thursday night. Are you going girls game?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're going to midget wrestling or midget. No, no, where no. you going?
Midget comedian.
A midget comedian.
That's
or midget wrestling.
That doesn't sound like a real thing.
He's a midget comedian at the.
At the woman, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Cute.
Well,
cute midget.
Oh, midgets scare the crap out of her.
I think her name is Shorty Long.
Shorty Long.
What's her name?
I don't know. I need to look it up.
Are you? You said you're going Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Who are you going with?
Some people. I got people.
He's got peeps.
He has people.
He's got peeps.
Got a lot of peeps.
Rocker's got peeps.
What about the ball game Saturday night?
Whoa.
I got peeps.
Rock.
Why ain't you going to the game Saturday night? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I can't be in two places at the same time.
We're going to give you a shout out.
So he's trying to tell you should be at the right one.
Good point, Neil.
Just saying.
Just saying is right. Buckeyes got a coach yet? I mean, the Browns?
Browns, no.
The only job open in the NFL, Browns.
Nobody wants it.
I'll kill you.
I'm still saying Bill Cowher.
I think it's going to be McDaniels.
I think so, too.
That's who I think it comes to.
He's interviewed, what, three times for the Browns?
Yeah. I need a fun new phone cover. You got one?
We're going to have somebody take care of them lunatics on offense.
Tanya Lee Davis.
Tanya Lee Davis.
They're sold out on Friday and Saturday.
Tanya Lee?
Yeah, I think there are like four tickets left for Thursday. So I said it's going to be sold out.
She must be good.
We still have Thursday seats and Sunday seats available.
We're going. When are you going?
Thursday.
Seriously.
Bill.
Are you going, Neil?
No, I will not be able to be
Sunday.
There. Sunday, I'm on call with Kalp Pharmacy.
Well, you can be out there.
Yeah, and get there just in time.
To get called out.
Called out to.
How much the tickets cost?
$6,000.
$6,000?
It doesn't say.
Don't say? Hey, but you get a steak dinner, right? Or something?
Well,
Bill don't say that. Huh?
Bill might be buying steak just so we'll go.
No, I think it's a steak or prime rib.
It's prime rib, I believe that's what it is.
I have prime rib. It's pretty good out there.
I hate prime rib.
I love it.
He loves prime rib. I don't really like it. You like it?
I don't mind it.
You ever have prime rib around here?
I had an Anderson Christmas Day.
Did you?
Buffet. Good.
Really?
Can I get her done? If I don't get her done.
Finger looking good.
Where at?
I said Anderson Casino.
Casino?
Really? You had the prime rib? You did the...
Live tables?
I went downtown on that.
Did you really? How'd you do? Did you make any money?
$274.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You made $274?
Off the old Willie Nelson slot.
Yes, Willie.
Did you really?
Like you all the girls I love me all.
Was it one big pot? Or was it,
in and out.
To have a long day of doing stuff.
I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to for all the girls I love me more.
That was our Willie Nelson impression.
That was beautiful.
Did you like it, Rocker?
Brought tears in my eyes.
Did it play that song like when you're playing it?
No, I got Whiskey River.
Whiskey River, mine.
I've never heard that song. Was it that plays Willie Nelson's song?
Yeah. Each time you hit something, it's a different song.
What's your favorite Willie Nelson song?
Willie.
Poncho and Lefty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or...
Let me hear some Poncho. You ain't Poncho Lefty?
Oh, Poncho Lefty.
I just brought up...
Get River, take my mind.
Is this what you hit?
That's it.
Rocker this hit.
274.
Yes, sir.
Turn that into government.
Poncho Lefty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
sack to your dream. Boy, that sounds good on my headset.
Poncho by Neil.
For all the honest girls to see. Poncho met his ransom on the desert down in Mexico.
You went on?
Nobody.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 1, 2. Bye. Jody Collin wants to know where I'm at. I've been doing radio how many years?
Where you at?
On the road again.
On the road again.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. Sing along.
My love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again. Like a band of demons.
That I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Play that one we just sang. What's that one?
We go down highway. We're the best of friends.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
You think they would have played this if you hit $500?
Oh, that'd have been
big. Yeah, that'd been big.
Yeah, that's $1,000 song here.
I would say if you look at On the Road Again, it's probably more popular, his most popular
song. Oh, that might be his best. You were always. Oh, we forgot about that one. That's a good one.
You were always on my.
He's 85, still tours.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much anymore.
What do you mean?
He's got a tour this year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He was sick there for a while.
Well, he's been sick for the last 30 years.
Well.
Yeah, but he's taking medical marijuana.
Lots of marijuana.
I'm going to start.
Marijuana.
You should.
I am serious.
Blue eyes crying. Hey. In the marijuana.
You know who's not lively too much these days?
Who?
Poor Vince Coza.
Yeah.
Vince. We lost poor Vince.
We did lose
Vince. We lost Vince.
I love Vince.
Vince is not on
fire. Vince was, when I was growing up, Channel 35 was
that was the greatest. Vince. We always came back and watched 35.
Yeah, 35 Sports. Vince Coza.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of Chris Berman, who he reminded me of.
Yeah, he was, you know, it's funny because I talked to Billy Elvis quite a bit, and he was telling me through this whole thing that you know, even up to like a week before, he was still. He had a plate put in his leg. Like,
yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Coza?
Yeah.
Had surgery in his leg.
Oh, correct. Yeah, and all of a sudden,
gone.
Yeah, don't take long.
Willie Nelson is 86 years old. He'll be 87 in April. Into April.
87.
Yikes!
Crazy.
That means.
But he's looked like he was 87 since he was 50.
Since he was 42. Right.
That dude smoked a lot of weed.
He's lived a long, hard life, but you know that's not too bad. And his sister's about the same age as he is, and she tours with him.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a dang.
I didn't know that till I saw something.
I did not know that
last year. But
oh, what we think about the Reds' new signing?
Who do we get?
Chong Chongo Manga Dango.
King Chongo?
That guy.
Chongo.
Don't know. Is he good?
He's a Japanese guy. Pay him $21 million for years. He was on there. They had their big thing today.
What is he? Worth it?
Yeah, he's worth it.
Infielder, outfielder?
Play him all.
Give me the ball.
He's a hero.
Is he a pitcher?
He can pitch if you need him.
Okay.
Yes.
I need him.
Yeah.
So it's like an Ichiro.
Ichiro. How about Iran?
Ooh. I don't think you did.
I ran so far away, and I ran. Hey, I got a song I want to play to you guys. Now you're going to love this song.
That's good.
No, I probably won't.
Yeah, you will. It's a great song.
Beach Boys.
It is.
You're Beach Boys. Not last night.
That's not the one I thought it was going
to
be.
No, this one. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good song.
It's a good song.
Sounds nice.
Now, hang on.
Oh, okay.
Take me a while to get it up.
It's got to get it figured.
Who? Is that the Regents?
Bomb Iran.
Oh, Bomb Iran.
It was the Bomb Iran.
It was Barbara Abba.
Thought it was a Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann.
The original was the Regents, not the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys original, they sang.
No,
yeah.
They weren't the original.
Yeah, they were the originals.
No, they weren't the original.
Bob Iran.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
I like the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those guys. Man, we sound good today, ain't we?
We're on it.
Rock,
we're harmonizing.
Don't throw a Beach Boys ass. You don't want to sing it. We'll sing it. That's what we roll, friends.
We ain't scared. We're surfers.
Dig those styles they wear. I've never heard you sound as good.
He is on. He's on his game.
A good Christmas Eve or the Christmas show.
Yeah. What?
I watched it.
Yeah.
No.
He ain't buying it.
You see how many people have watched our Christmas show? You see how many people have watched? It's like 5,000.
In my room.
Oh, this song makes me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I played it.
In my room.
Charlie Manson almost was a Beach Boy.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He hung around with them. He wanted desperately to be a Beach Boy.
Imagine what could have happened if he actually was a Beach Boy and not, you know, taking people out.
Sharon Tate wish he was.
Yeah.
Inga Long, Carl Berlusky wish he was. To pay for that when you play it like that?
Well, they don't play it too.
Well, we have copyright on all of that stuff, so yeah. Wow.
Quack.
Don't have copyright on that duck call.
That was an accident.
Quack. Oh. What would happen if OJ and Charlie Manson had a duet?
What?
Well, imagine what that would have sounded like.
Slasher.
What?
OJ. Where are you at?
Well, it wouldn't have been this. Wouldn't have been fun.
It wasn't on me. No, it wouldn't have been fun. So, time we leave it on. Pick up what time?
Oh, say 5:15.
I don't think you can make it. Boom. Even you can't make it to Delphi.
It'll be close.
15 minutes.
What time you leaving?
About 2.
Is Delphi's the Vatican? Is that the one?
If
the Vatican.
You, they say if you is. And Brimesy leave at the same time, who wins?
It's a race to the end.
And Herbie Dirksen.
If we leave at the same time, he might get there before me because I usually make a few stops.
That's what I want to do this year at the Jubilee. I have a Brimesy versus Herbie and Spencey down the track.
I'll kill him.
It's a racetrack.
Well, I'm in a Kalp van, I don't go over 55.
You in or out? And rocker.
And rock.
No. Have you ever drove a car?
Yes. I would tell you to ask Dale Toby. Poor Dale's not with us, but he's the last victim.
He was the one that taught you how to drive?
Well, Bill tried there for a while, but Bill got smart.
Let's go right now and drive around the block. You in or out? Think cops are listening?
Clear out.
Can you do it in a
Brandon,
block where
clear out.
Hey, drivers through your building.
Connects your door.
I'm going to punch you.
There went my quoted saying, what's the worst that could happen?
Ooh, sure. That's not good.
I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
That's a great song for us to end on.
Yeah. Yep.
Next Wednesday night, we'll recap.
We'll be back.
Huge weekend.
A lot of big wins, hopefully.
That's right. We might get Hal McCoy next Wednesday.
Hal.
He said he
about rest time.
Yeah. We'll talk about the caravan. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
That'd be really good.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really good.
All right. Sounds good. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.
That was touchy.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.